You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Sensex fell 383 points and Nifty ended below 10,950. Bank and financials were the top drag today. If those were the headlines, what did the details look like? Let's find out. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to an evening walk down the Lal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Dragged by losses in shares of bank and finance majors, market benchmarks Sensex and Nifty closed in the negative territory for the second consecutive session on the 29th of August. The market remained in the red throughout the session, enduring bouts of volatility on the last day of August series of futures and options contracts as the optimism over the policy measures announced by the government fizzled out. On the 23rd of August, the government had announced a string of measures to boost the economy and check the outflow of foreign funds. Additionally, the Union Cabinet on the 28th of August relaxed rules for foreign direct investment in digital media, coal mining and retail. But it appears these macroeconomic policy moves failed to boost investor sentiment, as data show that selling by foreign portfolio investors in the Indian market remained unabated. Investors took money off the table as worries over the deteriorating health of the domestic economy continued weighing on their risk appetite. Weak global sentiment due to looming worries of recession in the US and prolonged Sino-US trade war have made sentiment even gloomier. The 30-share pack BSE Sensex closed 383 points or 1.02% lower at 37,068.93 with 21 stocks in the red, while Nifty 50 closed with a loss of 98 points or 0.89% at 10,948.3 with again 21 stocks up and 29 down. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices, that is the broader markets, outperformed benchmark Sensex, closing with losses of 0.17% for mid-cap and 0.62% for small-cap. Yes Bank, State Bank of India, HDFC, Axis Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Mahindra & Mahindra finished as the top losers in the Sensex index. But Sun Pharma, Vedanta, NTPC, ONGC and Asian Paints were among the stocks that bucked the trend to end the day as the top gainers in the Sensex kitty. With a loss of 1.92%, BSE Bank X closed as the top loser among the sectoral indices, followed by BSE Finance, which was down 1.69%. BSE Healthcare, on the other hand, climbed 1.5%, backed by gains in shares of index majors Sun Pharma, Piramal Enterprises and Divi's Laboratories. BSE Metal 2 logged a gain of 1.27%, with support coming in from Vedanta, JSW, Steel and Coal India. In the last two sessions of losses that we have seen on the Lal Street, the cumulative market capitalization of BSE-listed firms dropped to 1,39,83,324.95 crores from 1,41,46,021.22 crore rupees on the 27th of August, making investors poorer by 1.63 lakh crore rupees. Both the key indices, Sensex and Nifty, ended in the red for the third consecutive day in the August series. Nifty came off by 2.7% and Sensex retreated 2%. Of course, we'll look at some of the top stories of the day on Stories of the Day, but which were some headlines that were heard throughout the country? Well, the Supreme Court has extended ex-Finance Minister Chidambaram's interim relief till the 5th of September. Gold prices breached the record 40,000 rupees per 10 gram level for the first time at the bullion market on strong demand from investors amid growing fears of a global economic slowdown. And India's two main ports, that is Mundra Port and Kandla Port, said they had been warned by the Coast Guard and intelligence officials that Pakistan-trained commandos have entered Indian waters to carry out underwater attacks on port facilities. This according to a report by Reuters. This is, of course, an evolving story. We will tell you more as and when we know. As usual, a quick look at some stocks that made a lot of noise today on D Street. Shares of Yes Bank continued their downward march for the second straight session after the stock declined 3.61% to close at 57 rupees 35 paise on the BSE. The stock, which has been on a bumpy track of late, came under fresh pressure on the 28th of August after rating agency Moody's downgraded its credit rating with a negative outlook, citing lower than expected capital raising. Sun Pharma, meanwhile, jumped 5.31% to close the day at 434 rupees 65 paise, a day after reports of the SEBI clearing the company of charges of irregularities emerged. A preliminary probe by the market regulator found no merit in allegations of violation of securities laws levelled by a whistleblower against the pharmaceutical major. This, according to Business Standard, which quoted two persons as saying as much. Shares of Coal India, meanwhile, settled 2.05% higher at 189 rupees after the Union Cabinet approved 100% FDI under the automatic route in coal mining and also in the creation of associated infrastructure. Rebounding from the day's low at 1,836 rupees, shares of Piramal Enterprises closed 4.5% up at 1,981 rupees 95 paise, even as the company deferred the issue of non-convertible debentures, that is, NCDs. JMC Projects shares declined 2.14% today at 116 rupees 45 paise after its parent company received a notice from the World Bank. The company's holding company, that is Kalpataru Power Transmission, has received a notice from the World Bank alleging process violations in bids submitted by its transmission business on two projects in Africa more than 7 years ago. This according to the company's release. Indian markets done. What's happening in global financial markets? Signs that Italy's latest political drama was over and hopeful noises from Beijing in the trade war pushed Europe's share markets higher and paused the relentless steamrolling of global bond yields, this according to Reuters. Asian markets, though, ended mixed today with the Shanghai Composite and Japan's Nikkei 225 ending marginally lower by 0.1% each, while South Korea's Kospi was down 0.4% to close at 1,933.41. If those were the events on Dalal Street, what are the charts telling us at the end of the day and what could they be portending for tomorrow? Nifty traded with a bearish bias throughout the session today. On the way down, the index broke lower end of a rising channel on the hourly chart along with the key hourly and the daily moving averages. Also, the index breached the key psychological mark of 11,000 on the downside. So, Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, senior technical analyst at Sharekhan by BNP Paribas, told Money Control, and I quote, "All these bearish developments suggest that the short-term pullback, which the Nifty witnessed in the last few sessions, is over at the swing high of 11,049, is unlikely to develop further. The selling pressure is likely to intensify going ahead, and the Nifty can come down to test the recent low of 10,637 with a potential to head even lower. The bearish stance holds true as long as the index trades below 11,181 to 11,200, unquote. Well, that's it. That's pretty much all that you absolutely had to know about the event on Dalal Street. I'll, of course, be back in just a few minutes with two more podcasts. One of them is going to be asking the question, can India become a $5 trillion economy? And the other is, of course, a podcast which addresses every other question looming large across the world. In the meanwhile, do write into us if you feel like, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or, of course, you can always leave us a comment on whatever platform it is that you listen to us on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code Freedom, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.